I'd like to invite children to come forward for the homily. You can sit right here in front of me, especially all of our shepherds and angels and Joseph and Mary. And even if you weren't in the play, come on forward. You just sit all around here. You notice that the kings didn't bring me a gift. I guess I'll have to get it later. Well, I'm going to talk about two things. I'm not going to talk a lot about Jesus because we know that we are celebrating his birthday. God the Son became a human being. He was born of Mary in Bethlehem. He was born to come into the world to save us from our sins. So the focus of today, and really every time we celebrate any sacrament or any prayer service, it's about Jesus, right? So today I'm going to talk about two things, though. Number one, angels. Number two, people. So let me clarify. Angels are not people. People are not angels. People do not become angels. Okay, angels are a separate creation of God, pure spirits. Now, we often see them depicted with wings because they're messengers of God. So we think of them as having wings or something to get them from one place to the other. But the wonderful thing about angels is that they're always everywhere with God. So right now, the angels that are with us are also in the presence of God. And every single one of us has a guardian angel, a particular, unique guardian angel. So what, there may be 150 people here. We got another 150 angels. We got 300 people here. Or we got 300 beings, 150 human beings and 150 angels. And the angels are very important. We find them all through Scripture. And again, they were created by God to worship God, to do what God told them to do, and they were created to help us. So those of you who are portrayed angels are very important. So remember, you have a guardian angel. I don't know if you know what your guardian angel's name is, but you can always talk to your guardian angel. You can say to your angel, hey, would you tell God something for me? Or you can even say to your angel, angel, whatever you need to do to keep me on the right path, you can do it. Yeah, we can do that because the angel is there for us. But in the story today, what do we have the angels doing? Now remember, they came up and they were worshiping the child. And then what did they do? They went in search of the shepherds, right? Right. Hooray, the shepherds. Oh, and they went to tell the shepherds that if you go to Bethlehem, you're going to see something amazing. You're going to see a child in a crib who is the Savior, and he is going to bring peace and joy to everyone. So that was a very big message that God gave this one angel, and then suddenly there's all these angels around, and they're all glorifying God. Do you think the shepherds were afraid? No? Well, they were afraid. They were afraid. No. But, then when they saw what it was all about, they realized this was all for them. God did this to tell the shepherds that they were loved and valued, even though shepherds were outcasts. People didn't want them in the village because they slept out with the dirty sheep and they smelled like them. But God sent the message of the child, Jesus, first to the shepherds, the very poor people. Isn't that amazing? So shepherds had a very important role to play. So the angels were messengers to the shepherds. The shepherds, not all of them, but the shepherds came to Bethlehem, saw the child, realized what was happening, and then what did they do? They became messengers, right? They went back to all the other shepherds in the hills who couldn't come into Bethlehem to say, hey, something big is happening. The Savior of the world is born in Bethlehem. And we poor shepherds, we don't have to think badly of ourselves. We don't have to be ashamed of anything because we were the first people to be told about the birth of the Messiah. That's how God works. So we have these glorious angels coming. We don't know exactly what they look like, but they had some kind of appearance. And the shepherds were amazed by it. They went to Bethlehem, and they got all this joy and peace and knowledge, and then they went back to tell the other people. So the angels acted as messengers, and the shepherds acted as messengers. So that's why I'm talking about angels and people, particularly the shepherds, because they were all called to be messengers. Now, interestingly, you and I are called to be messengers too. Just like the angels, just like the shepherds. And you remember the last song that you sang, Go Tell It on the Mountain? What are they telling on the mountain? They're telling about Jesus Christ, his Lord and King. That's what we're supposed to be telling other people. So we got to go out into the world. We got to find the people who live in darkness. We've got to find the people who are very poor, people who are ashamed of themselves, who are depressed, who are very out of it because nobody seems to love them. But you and I and all of us are called to be like the angels and the shepherds and say, I got good news for you. A Savior was born for you, Jesus Christ. That's what we're celebrating today, his birthday. And as we know, at Easter time, we celebrate the fact that he died for us and rose from the dead to complete the work that God had sent him to complete. So at Easter time, it's another little message we're going to be sharing with people. But right now, it's up to you and to me to find ways to give that message to other people. Now, some of the words we might use would be, we're called to be evangelists. People who are evangelists are those who share the good news. That's literally what it means. We're also called to be missionaries. There are missionaries that go to Africa or Asia to tell people about Jesus Christ. For us, I don't know who you're going to tell to, but you know, keep your eyes and your ears open. Look around you. See who you know that may not know a lot about Jesus Christ. Because what you acted out up here, we're supposed to be acting out all the time. We're supposed to remember that Jesus Christ is in our midst, that he sent messengers to tell him, to tell us about him, and we in turn are called to be messengers to other people. So if you take one word away, the word I want you to take away is messenger. In fact, why don't you say this after me? I am a messenger of God. Let's do it again. I am a messenger of God. And you are. You are. So what you acted out here doesn't stop here. When you go forth from this building, it doesn't stop. Remember that like the angels and like the shepherds, you're called to remember what we have heard, what we have seen, what we have done, what Jesus has done for us, and to share that good news with other people. Now, do you think you're up to the task?
Yeah.
Yeah? It didn't sound like it. Okay, good, good. And how about everybody else? Okay, that's why we were created. We were created to share the good news of salvation with others. That's what it's all about. We have been given the privilege of knowing Jesus, and in turn, we now have the responsibility, the obligation, to share that news with other people. So as you go forth and enjoy all the festivities and see people, etc., remember that we're always called to share that good news, which has a name, Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. And that's the good news we are called to share. So again, thank you for all of you coming up, especially for those who were in our nativity play. Did a great job. And you can go back to your families now. Thank you very much.